power of knowledge. The power of knowledge. We celebrate Back to School 2019 in the service today. And knowledge is a gift that God has placed before us. Are you excited about going back to school and learning some more stuff? Don't be lying in church now. Are you excited about the opportunity to grow your what? Your mind. Gift of knowledge is, it flows right from God's heart to us. And as we enter into school, we can have an attitude to learn, or we can have an attitude that I know it all, you can't teach me anything. Let me tell you this, we can learn from anybody. We can. And I wish if I could go back, which I don't really want to go back, but if I could, my attitude as I entered the classroom would be a lot different. Because I looked at certain studies and things in school as something that was going to weigh me down. Something that was going to take away my fun, and why do I have to be here? My mentality was, how can I use that? But here's the thing. When you apply what God has given you, look out for the blessings, because they're going to roll in. God is going to seed you with wisdom and knowledge if you're willing to apply what he's given you. See, my mother was never a really good student, but she was a school teacher. She was an excellent school teacher, probably one of the best ever. You say, you sound like a baby, mama's baby. My mom was a phenomenal school teacher. And she went to Columbia College, and she struggled through getting the grades. And she told me, because my brother could take a test and ace every one, but for me it was a struggle. And my mom looked at me, she says, Ned, my favorite grade I had at Columbia College, the one that I celebrated the most, and y'all don't get mad at me, parents, when I say this, she says, was a D minus. She says, I worked with all of my heart. I worked. I took that test multiple times. And when he said I passed, I celebrated. Because she says, you know what? Why? I said that that was my favorite grade because I tried my hardest and I passed. And she looked at me, she says, son, I'm not looking for you to be like your brother. I said, well, thank you. She says, all I'm asking is that you apply yourself, do your best. And if we do that, God will honor us. If I could go back, I would say, when you enter into that classroom, knowledge awaits you. Apply yourself and see what God will do. Now, I want to talk about knowledge that God wants to place in us. It's not just book knowledge. It's not just math and science and things like that. Those are great. But God wants to seed that knowledge upon a heart that is filled with the knowledge of him. And I want you to look in your Bibles, if you have them today. Hosea chapter 4, the first part of verse 6 tells us this. My people are destroyed for lack of what? My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. God wants to take this mind that he's given us and allow it to grow through the power of knowledge. Power to fulfill God's purpose in us. Here's a question. There's certain doors and certain hoops that we have to go through in life, right? And the last thing I want to do is shut a door that God wants to open. And to see that door open, sometimes I got to do things that I don't really want to do. And that's like, do my homework, read the book, focus to do well on the test. Because no man should shut a door on you. But the worst thing that can happen, I want you to hear this close, is shutting a door on ourselves because we're unwilling to do what is necessary to grow in knowledge. See, God wants to place knowledge in us, and it's a free gift that he gives us. Knowledge is a gift that comes from God. You can learn all the book knowledge in the world, but if you don't have knowledge of God and his wisdom in you, you just will waste it. But I want us to look this morning, say this with me, knowledge is a gift, a free gift from God. We all like gifts, don't we? Yeah, we all like gifts. Gifts are really a blessing. And God says, my knowledge is free, and I want to give it to you. And as he gives us a gift, it becomes a responsibility and a trust. But are all gifts treated the same way? No. Sometimes we run to them and we get excited about them and we'll look inside and get like really happy. Other times we'll just push it away and forget about it. But it's there, it's a gift. And God has offered knowledge to us as a free gift, but what are we doing with it? What are we doing with that gift? Again, how do you treat the gift of knowledge God has given to you? Proverbs 8:34 tells us this. Listen closely, young people. You want to be blessed. What does that mean? I want God's favor to rest upon me. The one who formed me and made me, I want to line up to his purpose. I want his blessings, his joy to be upon me. Here's how blessings flow. Blessed is the one who listens to me, watching daily at my gates and waiting beside my doors. Now look at that again. Blessed is the one that what? Listens to me. Look further. Watching daily at my gates, waiting beside my door. It's like this. Wisdom and knowledge and understanding flow from God, and it's a gift that he's placed before us. But when we get distracted, we will not what? We won't watch for what he wants to tell us. We won't even listen to what he wants to give us. So many things get our attention that we do not sit patiently by his gates and knock upon his door. But it's there. What are we doing with it? What are we doing with it? The gift of knowledge has come. Do we listen? God has made it available. But do we what? Do we listen? Do we listen for knowledge? And if we're not listening for what God wants to say to us, what God wants to lead us in, then what are we listening to? Because granted, everyone here has a set of headphones tuned in to something. Now, our minds and our ears are focused upon something. And God looks at us and he tells us this, blessed is the one who listens to me. Are we attuned? Do we listen? I want to look at this picture here. You ever seen a rabbit that looked like that? Now, my wife likes bunny rabbits, but I don't think she would like that one in our house. That is a serious what? You know what kind of rabbit that is? That's a jackrabbit, and his ears are humongous. God formed him and made him, and why do you think he gave him ears like that? To listen real clear, right? And that jackrabbit understands this about his hearing. Its survival depends on how attuned he is to that which is around him. He is listening out for the dangers. He is focused to have knowledge of what is going on around him. And you know what? Those ears are very much similar to what God has given us. You say, Pastor, don't make fun of my ears. God has equipped us to listen and to focus so that we know wisdom and knowledge and understanding. So we can navigate when the predators are out there, the enemies are out there to distract us. Because we listen to God, beauty arises and power comes through knowledge. Do we ignore the gift of knowledge? Those ears that God has given us, that spirit he has given us so that we can communicate and listen to him, do we mute knowledge? Are we distracted by this life and forget why we're really here? What has your attention? Do we ignore the gift that God has placed right at us? And for us, what has our ears? See, knowledge is a habit. Your habits reveal what has your attention. What you repetitively do, what you repeat throughout your day, screams out to you and tells you, that is what your ears are focused on. That is what your eyes are focused upon. All along in Proverbs 8:34, we're reminded, blessed is the one who listens to me, the God of wisdom, the God of knowledge, the God of understanding. And what does that actually look like? Is that a one-time or once-a-week thing, a Sunday thing? No, watching daily. Where? At my gates, waiting beside my door. Again, this gift, which is a good gift from God, must have our ears, must have our attention for it to have its purpose in us, for us to walk in the blessings that God has designed. Watching what? Daily. Focus upon that gift of knowledge. Our habits form our character. But here's the thing. Not all gifts are good, are they? But here's something I want to ask you. Not all gifts are good, are they? Even when they're shiny and flashy, not all gifts are good. But this is how the enemy tries to get our ears and our distraction. Shiny, flashy. Which one am I going to pay attention to? It's a choice. But remember this, not all gifts are what? Good. Not all gifts are good. The choice is ours. We can be distracted by that which is shiny and flashy, that which calls out to our sinful hearts to draw us in. It will easily come and take our focus. Why? Because it's what? It's calling out for us. It knows what can get our attention. And here's a quick question for all of us. What do we pick up every day that is flashy, shiny, and doing all that it can to get our attention? what has recently come into society that has us mesmerized? Y'all are saying it. Say it loud. Let me hear it. Okay, and I heard one, I think one person state the other term. What's the other term? Somebody said it starts with an S. Smartphone. Now listen closely. Is a smartphone making us smarter? Somebody said, what's your wife's phone number the other day? And then I had to pull out my dumbed down phone and pull up the number. Smartphones flash at us to get our attention, to distract us, to move us to themselves. When all along, true knowledge awaits and is given by God and is ready to build us and to make us. Now, let me just stop for a minute. Smartphones can be good as well. But anybody that's ever had one knows they're screaming out for the wrong kind of knowledge to come to us. What is the gift of distraction doing to our hearts and lives? Blessed is the one who listens to me. When is the last time we've really listened to God? See, I went to church. I try to get there once every 2 months. I read a scripture while I was at church. Why? Because so many other things had my attention. Every smartphone has the opportunity to be the Word of God through a simple free app that will not only give us the Word, but it will actually say it to us. Free. Filled with studies to take us on the journey. YouVersion. If you ever search Bible app, it'll be the first one that comes up. But there's so many other things drawing to build something in our hearts and our minds that is nothing more than a gift of distraction. But God says, blessed is the one who listens to me. God's promise to you is that you will be blessed if you will listen to Him. Knowledge will grow if you give your ears unto Him. If you will be attentive to Him, you will be blessed. Blessed is the one who listens to me, watching daily at my gates, waiting beside my doors. Watching and waiting where? At the gates of God. Beside His door. At whose door? At my doors. It's a position thing. It's a focus thing. As that rabbit runs out into the forest, he knows all around him is potential danger that will take his life and make him the next meal. But his ears are constantly listening for something that will guard him, where he knows where he should not go. If we are distracted, we go to places God never intended us to go. But if we will not neglect the gift of God's love, of knowledge, blessings will come in amazing, amazing ways. We choose the doors that we enter. Young people, as you step into that school this coming few days, you walk in there with an attitude. You will. And my hope is, it's an attitude of a learner. An attitude that understands, though my teacher may not be the best teacher, maybe sometimes she is unfair, maybe sometimes she gives me too much work, I'm going to apply myself to the highest ability with God's strength. And no man's going to shut a door on me. And certainly I'm not going to be the one who shuts the door on what? Myself. Because I am too distracted. Too distracted. Now I want to say this real quick. When I was a kid, there were not as many distractions biting for my attention. You know what my number one goal was when I was a kid? I want to play. I did. Let's go play some football. Let's go. And mama says, come in when the lights, street lights come on. I want to play. I want to be with my friends. Didn't have Netflix. Didn't have YouTube. Didn't have cartoons, but just a certain few hours a day, maybe, if we were lucky. And then I'm going to tell you something that's a horror story. You want to hear a horror story? Look real quick. Zay, look here, it's a horror story. Video games came out when I was about 11 years old. Any of y'all remember Pong? You remember Pong, right? Dracer remembers Pong. And some genius came up with this idea, you can have Pong in your house. I said, really? I don't have to put a quarter in the machine? You can have Pong in your house. I was so excited. I was like, man, I'm going to save my money and get what? Pong game. Atari, eventually. I said, Daddy, I'm going to save my money. I'm going to get a video game. He said, no, you're not. I said, what do you mean? My TV repairman. How many of y'all remember the days of TV repairmen? The TV was too big. You couldn't take it in yourself. They had to come to your house. They did. With tubes and stuff. And that TV repairman, God help me forgive him. You do not want to get one of those electronic games for your TV because it will ruin your what? TV. So throughout my teenage years, I had to leave house and get married before I had a video game. But you know what I would have been doing if I had a video game at my house? That would have been my distraction. That would have been where my focus would have been. And now, guys, I feel bad for you. You carry an arcade along with you wherever you go. And we're not talking about Pong anymore. We're talking about it looks real. And it's constantly saying, watch me, play, 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 play. Distraction, 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 distraction. I told my son the other day, he says, why were baseball cards so popular? And I said, you know, I think they were like a forerunner to the screen. Because before, listen closely to this, before the screen told you what you were going to watch, and you had to sit there and endure what they sent to you. But a baseball card, you could file through and put the image in front of you that you wanted. But now, whatever I want can come right to my eyes. That is a distraction. And it's not that it's always a bad thing. No, it means this. That the knowledge God wants to give us is going to have to go through some more trials than maybe years ago. But you know who is able to help us overcome the distraction? The God who has given us that free gift of what? Knowledge. Knowledge. It's free. And God is able to show us the deal with this. Will you choose the door of God's knowledge? And will the Word of God be our foundation for knowledge? The Bible, which has been preserved, been protected, so that Michael would know that he knew and know that he knows that God speaks to him with clarity and truth that won't ever change, preserved for our hearts here today. Now, sometimes we got to take a closer look at the gifts, right? to know what's inside. And I'm looking around today. I told our older guys this week at Vacation Bible School, you know you're cool when you can have fun and not be intimidated that you're a teenager. How old are you?
13.
13. And he had fun at Vacation Bible School. Mature, because he knows that trying to be Mr. Cool ain't cool. And he had fun. He made it fun for the other kids as well. But I want you to come over here for a minute. If you had to judge between the two gifts, and kind of stand right over here, the one that kind of calls out to you more than the other would be obviously which?
Not the good one.
Okay. Yeah, because that one is very intriguing. Well, be careful what we select, right? Because what's inside may frighten us. And God wants us to know what's inside before we ever, just hold that a minute, before we ever pick it up. So when I open this gift, I want you to look in there and tell everybody what's in there.
Trash.
Just spill it out on the floor. That's what it is. Thank you. That's what it is. Flashy, but what?
Trash.
Now, come here, man. If I gave you that gift, you wouldn't think very highly of me, would you?
No.
So how cruel. In fact, that trash is something that we saved over the weekend, and my son was being a good son. He took it out to the garbage. I said, man, wait a minute. That's my illustration. He was trying to get it out of the house. Now, this gift over here is very different. Come on over here. It's free, and it's given to us, and I'm talking about the gift of knowledge, comes freely from the one who made us. And it's a good thing. It's not a bad thing. And see, when knowledge comes, we're not just, listen closely to this. When knowledge comes, we're not to get puffed up and hold on to it just ourselves. We're to share it with others, aren't we? We're to let the knowledge and the insight that God gives us be something that helps others. That's called the gift of knowledge that is founded in the love of God. And I want you to take a closer look at that gift and look inside. Look through there a little bit. You can dig a little further in there. What do you think about that?
Good.
Say it again.
Good.
It's real good. It is. Now, I have to go back to, and I still battle with this, but when I was a young person, that's the kind of things I would want to see in a box, right? And so I'm going to ask you to do this. I want you to take all of this home with you. But I also want you to do something a little bolder. Today, at the end of service, and I want y'all to hear this closely, as you leave, you're welcome to take one item out of that box. Are you cool with that? Not super cool with it, but you cool with that? All right, so take your box, man. Let's give him a hand. And that's loaded down with goodies. I didn't say they're always good for you, but they're goodies. All right. Knowledge is a gift. Knowledge is a gift from God. Don't reject the gift of God, that gift of knowledge. And this morning, I'm going to ask if George Parson will come forward, and he's going to touch base this morning on this aspect of knowledge, that knowledge is an opportunity. Knowledge is an opportunity.
How y'all doing today?
Flashy.
All right. Somehow, before I get started, for all y'all that want to know, Rochelle is doing fine, and she's getting stronger. She sends her love, and she misses y'all. I was asked to come up here, and I keep getting called up here. The power of knowledge. Knowledge is an opportunity. Another word for opportunity is a chance. All you want is a chance to succeed in life. Don't miss an opportunity of knowledge. Another word for knowledge, to learn a skill. Back in the day when I was a kid, which is a way back, but we're not going to go there. My grandfather, because I don't know who my dad is, was teaching me some things as a child. And I'm sitting here thinking, why is he teaching me this? He was showing me how to change oil on a car, to tune up a car, to work around the house as far as cutting grass, gardening, little plumbing things around the house. I'm like, I don't need that. What do I need it for? I don't have a house. But that knowledge he gave me, I'm using today. I don't pay for oil changes. I tune my own car up. Plumbing in the house, I do it myself, unless it's something major, then I call. So, kids, teachers are going to teach you some things, and you're going to think, what are you teaching me this for? I'm trying to get back to my distraction. This is teaching me more than you are. But you fail to realize one thing. This thing right here will teach you some bad things, just as well as it will teach you some good things. 1 Corinthians 13:11. When I was a child, I talked like a child. I thought like a child. I reasoned like a child. But when I became a man, I put my childhood ways away. You're going to grow up eventually. As I'm sitting up here, when the pastor talks, I talk, and when the person comes up after me talks, every second, tick, 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 turns into minutes, which turns into hours, which turns into days, which turns into months, which turns into years. So you're going to reach my age, God willing, every time, tick, 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 you're getting older. So you can sit here when I do this. Back when I was a child, hey, look at Four Eyes. He putting on glasses. He old. Get to my age. You'll be doing the same thing. Don't miss an opportunity to gain knowledge at all levels of your life because you can be taught at all levels. In the military, I was trained on something that I did not want to be trained on. I fought it tooth and nail. I had to learn this class that was a very hard class to teach, yet alone learn, and then I had to teach it to other people. Well, when I got to Fort Hood, Texas, it was 30 of us that was qualified to teach, but only two of us were certified to teach that one class that nobody wanted to teach. 20 people went home, 10 people stayed to teach the new advanced stuff. I fought the chance to learn knowledge. But someone took the time to make sure I got the knowledge so I can learn and stay relevant, needed, because without that knowledge, I would have been home. With that knowledge, I was still in Fort Hood, Texas, getting paid on top of getting paid. Knowledge is power to make more money, to make life easier, but not that easy. You want knowledge. Don't miss an opportunity of knowledge on your journey to your future. Take time to learn because time waits for no one. Time waits for no one. I've only got a few minutes to talk of, so I'm going to go to this one thing. I'm going to talk about some words and some numbers. Hate has four letters. So does love. Enemies have seven letters. So does friends. Lying has 5 letters. So does truth. Negative has 8 letters. So does positive. Under has 5 letters. So does above. Cry has 3 letters. So does joy. Anger has 5 letters. So does happy. Right has 5 letters. So does wrong. Hurt has 4 letters. So does heal. It means life is like a double-edged sword. So transform every negative side into your era of positivity. We should choose the better side of life. Watch this. Sin has 3 letters. So does God. Letters, numbers. See, back then, what I'm doing is teaching, because that's what someone was teaching me. But these days, the kids call it dropping knowledge. I'm just dropping a little knowledge. Before I sit down, I want to give you a knowledge testimony. There's this young lady who is making ends meet, going to work, coming home, going to church, coming home, going to work. She has this car. It's barely put together, but it's getting her where she needs to go. The AC doesn't work. There's a whole lot of other stuff wrong with the car. Well, this young lady's car is stolen from her. Bad things do happen to good people. Y'all know that, right? Okay. But her testimony, 1.5 weeks later, the police department retrieves her car. She gets her car back. She goes down there and she talks to him and everything. She gets to the car. She notices it's got new tires on it. Okay. She gets in the car. She turns on the key. And all of a sudden, the AC works. Next thing you know, the radio comes on. The dashboard lights up. So now when she's traveling home at night, she can actually see her speed. What I'm trying to get you to understand is bad things happen to good people, but everything bad happens to you is not to hurt you. It's to bless you, to humble you, so you can stay focused on God. So when things go wrong, remember it's not to hurt you. It's to humble you and to get you to focus on God. Don't miss an opportunity of knowledge on your journey to your future. Time waits for no one. That's all I have.
Amen. Amen. Kids, knowledge is an opportunity. Knowledge is a gift. And we see in Proverbs chapter 8, verse 35. Look at this real close. For whoever finds me, whoever finds wisdom, knowledge, and understanding, which is finding God, for whoever finds me finds life and obtains favor from the Lord. Let's read that one more time. For whoever finds me finds life and obtains favor from the Lord. Do we want life? Abundant life. Do we want favor from the Lord? Then do not reject the opportunity that knowledge is. Knowledge, now that it's come, it requires a response. Everybody in here, knowledge has come, and it requires a response. I'm going to ask, can you come up here for a minute? David, will you come up here for a minute? And let's see here. Do you mind coming up here for a minute? And then let me step over here. You want to come on up? You're going to want to come up. I promise you that. Come on up. If you will, you guys stand right across the front here, facing the congregation. Got something for you. All right. We said knowledge requires a response. You got to do something with what God gives you. And I want to just hold on to that for a minute. I keep looking here. I think that one might be there. Just hold on to that one. Hold on to that. And hold on to that. Just keep them. And then I think we got one more here to pass out. Let's see. That. Take one of those. And take that. All right. Now, what you're holding in your hand is an opportunity. And I want you, if you will, what are those? What does that make? Say the word. Again, it's a what? It's a plane, a styrofoam plane. Now, I want you to take those three pieces, because planes are designed to fly. I want you to take those three pieces and just throw them in the air. Let's see what happens. Throw all of the pieces. Now, that ain't really flying, is it? No. Again, the gift requires a response. Now, I want you to go get the pieces that are yours. And I want you to use the knowledge that God has given you. And I want to help you out with something real quick. Let's see, who thinks that they know how this is put together without a problem? Okay, all you guys know. Well, let's do this. Let's start with the big wings and add the big wing in first. And you can set the other little one down so you can do it. And then you slide it through there and get it where it's supposed to be. The thing's pretty durable. And let me see how you got it centered here. You got to get the wings centered, and you got to flip it around this way. That's all right. There we go. Let me look at this a minute. Before you start on the next part, I want to see something. All right. Looking a little closer, right? Okay. And now this is something I want you to do. This is called what? Say it. It's called what? The tail of the plane. I want you to put that in the bottom. The bottom. All right? And make sure it's centered in there really good. And take your time. You got it? Let me look real close. Just got to center it up without breaking the plane. Got it? Let me see yours. Right, looking good. Now, what I want you to do, I want you to come stand over here. Come stand over here. And not real hard, but I want you to kind of make it fly towards the music stands over there, one at a time. Kind of up and just softly toss it. All right, next. Ooh, that's all right. Still was flying. It hit the sky. All right. Ooh, be careful. All right. Let's give him a hand. Get your planes. Those are y'all's. Knowledge is an opportunity that we must act upon. Those planes would not have gone anywhere if you wouldn't have what? You got to put the pieces together. And don't miss the opportunity that is given you. That's the way it is in life. There's a lot of pieces. There's a lot of opportunities. But we got to put it together with God's help. And there's one last thing I want to do on this aspect here. Let's see. I'm looking over here. Let's see. Come here, Camp. Stand right over here. Right over here. And then how about you? Just one more thing. Now, you guys know what this is. You know
know what this is?
What are those? Tell me, what is that?
A race car.
Yeah, but what do you call that? Do you know what that is?
It is a race car, but it's also what?
What do you think over here? What do you think? See, man, times have really changed. You know what? Let me hold that a minute. This is called, look here, Cam. This is called a model. How many of us had these when we were growing up? Models. You had the glue and you had the paint. And the potential for what's on the box is there, but you got to do what? You got to put it together. Cam, you think you can put that together? I think you can. I think you can have some help along the way, and you're going to have a pretty car. You have to bring it back where we can see it. Let's give these guys a hand. You guys can be seated. Those are y'all's. And then, as we get near the end of today's message, knowledge, again, is an opportunity that we must act upon. Don't miss the opportunity of knowledge, and the power of knowledge is also a responsibility. I'm going to ask Drayson to come for a minute here and touch base on the fact that knowledge is a responsibility.
Knowledge is definitely a responsibility. Do y'all know what that word means, responsibility? Anybody? First, let's go back. Is knowledge important? Is it? Why? Why is knowledge important? Right.
A dead vegetable. Right. It'll get us through.
Right. Why is knowledge important?
Helps you in life.
Okay. That's what I was going on. I looked up some definitions and some things to kind of make this all make sense, right? The importance of knowledge. Few people understand how important knowledge can be. Knowledge is what allows us to drive cars instead of walking. It is what helps us to survive far longer than we should, and knowledge is even what prevents us from making some of the same mistakes that we've made in the past. Knowledge is very important. Say, knowledge is important. All right. Without knowledge, one cannot be successful in life. How many of y'all want to be successful? Does anybody want to be successful? How many of y'all want to be unsuccessful? Nobody goes out and sets out and say, I want to be unsuccessful at life. But it happens. You see it every day. It happens, right? To grow in your career, which school is, say, school is my job. Going to school is your what? Right. Do you get paid yet? Not yet. But be patient. The more you learn, the more you grow. The more you learn, the more it puts you in a position to where you can make decisions that will elevate you as well as the people around you, right? To grow in one's career, gaining as much knowledge as possible is important. Knowledge is also very important to shape our personality and perfect our behavior and dealings with people. We need to understand ourselves and our strengths and weakness, okay? All right. So, I think it was a gentleman by the name of Sir Francis Bacon. I think he said that. Anytime somebody talk about knowledge, we always like to say what? Knowledge is what? Power. Everybody knows that. Sir Francis Bacon is the one that's deemed as saying that. A gentleman by the name of Sir Francis Bacon. Say, knowledge is power. Say, knowledge shared is power multiplied. All right. Now, let's see what we make sense. What's the most important thing that you can know in this life? I'm gonna share with y'all what I think the most important thing you can know. We're gonna be specific. We ain't gonna talk general. This is one of them daddy talks. You know, when daddy come in, you know, we like to make things fun, but it's pretty much definitive. It's like it's no way to sugarcoat it. It's no way to make light of it. It is what it what T.I. what is. It ain't no negotiating with this. This is the most important thing I believe that you can learn. Y'all ready? Romans 10, 9 and 10. Because if you confess with your mouth that the Lord Jesus is Lord, and you believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For with the heart one believes and is justified, and with the mouth one confesses and is saved. That's the most important thing you can know. Knowledge shared is multiplied. That means that you don't need to, if you believe in Jesus and you're saved, is that good enough? It's good enough for you, but is it good enough for your brother? Is it good enough for your mother? Is it good enough for your friend, your neighbor, your classmate? No. It has to be what? Shared. And you can't be ashamed of that. Okay? So, knowledge is power. And Star Wars, George Lucas told us this. With great power comes great responsibility. Right. So we're talking about the responsibility of knowledge. All right. What is responsibility? It's the state or fact of having a duty to deal with something or having control over something. So it's your duty now. Now that you know that if you confess with your mouth and you believe in your heart, Jesus said, can you unknow it now? Nope. You can't unknow what you know. Right? So it is important. It is a responsibility. This is what God put in my heart to tell you. Knowing what you know now affects not just you, but your lineage. Y'all know what lineage is? Lineage is the people that God put inside of you to come out of your body to live behind you. Your children. Your children's children's children. That's what your lineage is. Your heritage. Do you know what a heritage is? It's something that you're born into. It's something that's set up for you. It's a set of, it's just who we are. In Christ, that is your heritage. Your final destination is to be with the Lord. But you have to walk through this earth to get to the Lord. Okay? Y'all with me? So every decision you make is going to affect the people that God placed in you that's going to come behind you. And that's very important that we make wise decisions. And like I like to say, I like sayings and things. These wise little sayings help me to remember. Make your next move what? Your best move. Now, this affects not only you, your decisions, your lineage, your heritage, everyone and everything you come in contact with. Not just people, but your pets, animals, the earth, the land, everything you come in contact with, you affect in a positive way or a negative way. You affect it for the Lord or you're going against the Lord. With everything you come in contact with. That's the first point. So that sounds like a lot of responsibility, right? That's a big responsibility. Following the Lord is not just some willy-nilly thing or something that your parents make you do on Sunday. It is a lifelong long decision and an eternal decision. You can choose to follow or choose not to follow. And then you have to face the consequences. Following the good shepherd leads you into green pastures. Following yourself and your own selfish desires leads you to hell. Ooh. We don't want to talk about that, do we? All right. The second part of it, neglecting the responsibility of knowledge. Now, if you choose to accept that responsibility, Godspeed. God be with you. You're going to be blessed in everything you do. Say, I will be blessed in everything I do if I follow the knowledge of God. Hey, you just spoke a blessing over your own self and you didn't even know it. Right? But if you neglect to do it, what does neglect mean? If you say, I'm not going to do it, and see, Pastor, it's, the Holy Spirit is something else. Because you put up Hosea 4 and 6 with the ellipses. Do y'all know what an ellipse is? It's the dot, dot, dot. But God sent me to finish the sentence. And this is one of them hard things. Hosea 4 and 6 says this. My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge, colon. Because thou hast rejected knowledge, I will also reject you. That you shall be no priest to me. Seeing that you have forgotten the law of your God, I will also forget your children. There's two things that I want to leave with you. Sin, two types of sin. Sins that you commit with your hands, sins that you commit with your mind. And those are sin. And then there are sins of omission. That means when you are supposed to do something and you don't do it, that's a sin as well. Nobody really talks about those things. Those are the hard things to talk about. Because who am I to get up? You know, I got my own dirty, what? Laundry. But hey, man, take that up with God. My name is Paul, and that's between y'all. God knows. And guess what? If we're faithful and just to confess our sin, he's faithful to what? Forgive. Right? So if you know something that can help you, and you don't share it with somebody because you don't like that person, or they don't look right, they don't smell right, or I just don't like them, I don't want them to be blessed, that's a sin of omission. So everybody's charged with the gospel. You know Jesus, right? Do y'all know Jesus? Can I get a show of hands? I won't look. All of y'all who know Jesus, raise your hand. Okay. Don't neglect the knowledge. And that's all I got to say. Don't neglect that knowledge. Don't neglect the chance or the opportunity to share the knowledge. Thank you.
Thank you. Appreciate that, Drayson. Proverbs 8:36. Let's look at this as we wrap things up today. But he who fails to find me injures who? Himself. All who hate me love death. I don't think anybody would say, I love death. But many people will live like they love death. The choice, reject knowledge. Things die when we reject the knowledge of the Lord. And God has given you a beautiful mind. He has filled you with potential, possibility, and all he's asking you to do is to trust him and apply the gift that he's given you. I'm going to ask. Why don't you have a seat right here? You've been very faithful coming out to Bible school, and we appreciate that very, very much. You have been a lot of joy. You come in here with a smile, and you bring a lot of joy to a lot of people. You know that?
Yeah.
You do, see? That's right. I don't want you to answer this, but I want you to think through this, okay? I guarantee you that is how old are you?
7.
I said don't answer it. No, I'm teasing. 7 years old, and you've already been given probably a lot of responsibility in your life, haven't you? Can you share at least one responsibility that's come to you at age 7? Something mama asks you to do every day or every other day.
Clean my room.
Yep, that's a responsibility. And what happens, we won't go into a lot of details, but that means if you're faithful to that responsibility, what happens to mama's outlook? Does it make mama what?
Happy.
Happy. You bring joy. You keep bringing that joy in. But I'm going to ask you this. In life, there's certain responsibilities that will come to us. And if we don't answer them and respond to them and fulfill them, complete them, then things can die sometimes. And I'm going to give you something today. I want you to take home. If your mom has a problem with it, let her talk to Sherry, Aunt Sherry. But you can sit right there. This is a responsibility that I want you to take home with you today if mama's cool with it. Let me check on the responsibility, make sure we're all right. Let me double check again. I think we're good. I think we're good. Now, you know what those are, right? Those are goldfish. And it's a big responsibility because if you don't feed the goldfish, what happens?
They die.
They die. And something that I noticed today, because I got these on Friday, I think the water needs to be changed pretty soon too. But I have a bunch of little items that will help you maintain these and feed them and keep their water nice and fresh. And I was told at the pet store, you see the ones that have the two-tone colors there, that they can grow to be humongous. So be careful how much you feed them, unless you get them a bigger bowl, right? All right, let's give him a hand. And after service, that's for you, okay? And come to me where I bring you the other hand. All right. Let's give him another hand. As we conclude today, let us be reminded of these final points. The power of knowledge. What is that young man doing in that picture? He's going to the source. Knowledge is a gift from God. Don't reject the gift of knowledge. Knowledge is an opportunity. Don't miss the opportunity of knowledge. And then lastly, knowledge is a responsibility. Don't neglect the responsibility of knowledge. And young people, we're excited for what 2019 and 2020 holds for y'all. You realize you get to move into 2020 this school year. And may God greatly strengthen you and all the potential that he has placed upon you. Let nothing hinder that. And at this time, I'm going to ask...